Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Game Night on the Incomparable Game Show. I'm Anthony Johnston, your host today, and for today's game, our players are going coast to coast. In Pennsylvania, we have Scott McNulty.
Woo! Pennsylvania, number one!
In North Carolina, we have Shannon Suddeth.
Howdy, y'all.
Erica Ensign is up in Alberta, Canada.
I am indeed.
And remarkably close to Erica is Stephen Schepansky.
Yeah, good day.
Whoopers.
And finally, in Washington State, we have the seemingly unbeatable Monty Ashley.
Washington State, number 42 in order of admission to the Union.
Sadly,
hey Monty, that kind of knowledge is not going to come in handy this time.
That's true.
You never know. Sadly, the big cheese himself, Jason Snell, couldn't be with us today, which is a shame because we are here to bag big wedges of cheese. Yes, it is Trivial Pursuit time, but this time with a difference. If you are a long-time listener, back in the days of 10 seconds ago, you may have noticed that while I am distinctly not American, we have assembled an all-American group of players. And before any of you get pedantic, Canada is part of America, you Philistines. I did not say the United States. And the reason we've assembled this motley crew of Yankee imperialist running dogs is to play a British version of Triv. And not just any British version, but a 1980s nostalgia-themed British version. Now, I should add that this is my copy of the game, and we have had this sitting on a shelf for well over a decade now. So long ago that I actually can't remember how we even acquired it, like whether we bought it on a whim for ourselves or if someone bought it for us as a present, I can't remember. What I do know is we've never actually played it. So, imagine my surprise when I opened the box to discover that the question categories do not apply in this version. They have all been changed. So instead, we have news and views, entertainment, living in the 80s, people and personalities, music and music makers, and sporting moments. Yes, we got rid of geography, but you've still got to grit your teeth through sports ball questions. Sorry. So, on that bombshell, and without further ado, let us kick off. Let us start. Let's go coast to coast. We'll start with Scott, and we'll go in a frontier-like westerly order. the same order that in which I introduced you all to play.
All right. Well, I feel like I am playing for Pennsylvania, so I should say a front. I'm sorry, Pennsylvania. I do not think I'm going to do well. I would like to go to yellow and see what living in the 80s is all about.
Well, let's find out. What did yuppies carry instead of a diary?
What did yuppies carry instead of a diary?
That's a good joke.
I don't understand the question. So I will say... beeper? I don't know. Pager? I don't know. That's my guess.
No, it's a Filofax.
Oh.
Did you not have Filofaxes in the US? I know you had Rolodexes, but...
That sounds like a pastry. I don't know.
No, we did. I have heard of them, but that would have never in a million years crossed my mind.
They were very big over here, yeah.
That's just a taste of what we have to expect here.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania.
All right, Shannon.
Okay. Rolling a 6. Ooh. So that means I go straight for a pie wedge. Is that right?
Yep. Yes, I recommend living in the 80s.
Sure you do.
As long as you know what a yuppie is.
I already did that once.
I think I'm going to go for green. We'll try a music question.
All right, music and music makers. Which movie boosted Bobby Brown's On Our Own into the charts?
Oh, goodness. What movie? Oh.
Just singing it to yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Oh. Crud. 80s movies. 80s movies. I am drawing a total blank.
I would give you a clue, but this is for a wedge, so I won't.
Yeah. Oh. And now, of course, I'm blanking on movies in general that had music in them.
Movies with music, what a concept.
Yeah, imagine that. I apologize. I apologize for North Carolina. And of course, yeah, against all odds.
Very much not against odds. Quite topical, actually. It was Ghostbusters 2.
Oh. Yes, that was one.
Oh, my God!
I'm excited.
If it's any consolation, I had no idea either.
I'm thrilled that there's at least one question in this game that I knew the answer to, so I feel like I'm happy at this point.
You've already won.
I don't know anything else.
You already feel like a winner.
Yeah.
All right, Erica, it's your go.
Oh, dear.
All see right, if well. You can still be a winner.
Yes, let's hope this is also Ghostbusters 2 related.
That would be awesome.
Surprisingly narrow range of subjects.
Well, I won't be getting any sort of a pie, but I am going to go to the green since I rolled a one and try a music question and see if I can recreate that excitement.
Good luck. What breed of dog was a hit for Bow Wow Wow?
At least I've heard of Bow Wow Wow.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you hadn't heard of them, I was going to explain who they were.
I don't really know who they are. I know that Bow Wow Wow was the thing, but I'm coming up with a breed of dog.
I can name a song by them, but it has nothing to do with dogs.
No.
How about a boxer?
No, it was a chihuahua.
This question is basically, what is the third biggest hit by a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen, you're next.
All right, here we go. I've rolled a two. Let's go for blue. News and views, how about?
All right. Who said he'd marry Sarah Keys, who was having his baby, but then decided to stay with his wife?
Goodness me. Is this fictional or is this EastEnders?
Well, the category is news, so not entertainment. So you'd
is this fictional or is this EastEnders?
Yeah. How about Prince Andrew?
Alas, no. It was somebody...
Wrong, Sarah.
I'll be surprised if any of you even heard of him. Cecil Parkinson.
Oh, good old Cecil Parkinson.
Oh.
He was a prominent politician in the 80s. Oh, dear.
He loved his file of facts.
I'm sure he did. Monty, put us out of our misery.
Oh, dear. I rolled a six. That means I can go wherever I want. I'm going to go for a pink wedge, please.
Ooh,
pink. That is entertainment.
Yes. Launch myself down here.
I'm sorry, everybody else.
Oh, oh boy.
Who played Indiana Jones's dad in 1989?
What?
Crying out loud.
Well, that's just Sean Connery. I don't know what everyone else's problem is. This game is easy.
Yes, indeed.
I hate to say it, but I think this game of Trivial Pursuit is going to be rigged.
Well, I'll take my pink wedge and roll again.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to file a protest with the Olympic Committee.
Sure. And you file the facts.
Three, and I'm going to go up here for sporting moments.
Sporting moments.
Yeah.
Which city's 1981-83 marathon course was actually 170 yards short of the official distance?
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah, but this isn't a wedge question.
True.
1981-1983?
Yes.
Whenever you don't know the answer, just stall by asking about the details.
Yeah, be specific.
Athens.
No, it was New York.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Apparently. Hmm. And then they found another street. All right, back round we go to Mr. McNulty.
Oh, dear. I will...
is the right answer.
Excellent. I'm going to roll here. Two. It's my favorite. What is brown now?
Brown is people and personalities.
All right, well, I like... half of that. I don't care for people. So let's give that a try.
All right. Scott, which British middleweight boxer became world champion by defeating Vito Antuofermo?
Sean Connery.
Is that your final answer?
It is my final answer. I have no idea.
It was Alan Minter.
Mm, that was my second answer.
Yeah, unless you're into boxing, you've almost certainly not heard of him.
No.
Shannon.
It'll be a long game.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be going to too many wedges this time.
Another six. One, two, three, four, five. Okay.
See, this is revenge for my last
next
performance.
Next to my wedge, I will go to a blue and try news and events.
News and events. Who quit as director of Guinness, was released from jail, and miraculously recovered from Alzheimer's disease?
Well, if it wasn't for that last one, I was going to say Donald Trump. moguls, Guinness. I don't remember any rich moguls from Britain or Ireland or wherever it is they make Guinness. Yeah, Sean Connery. No clue.
I do remember some rich moguls, but I wouldn't have got this one. It was Ernest Saunders.
Of course it was.
Of course, yes. Good old Ernest. Erica.
Okay. I am creeping. This happened last time I played, too. Yeah. All ones trying to get out of the center.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't like the look of blue. Blue's news and views. Screw it. I'm going back to the middle. I'm going back to the middle, and I'm going to choose pink. Let's go entertainment.
All right. What was the name of Nigel Hawthorne's character in Yes, Minister?
See, I don't like it when you sound excited, like, oh, she might get this, because I have no idea. I've never seen Yes,
oh,
Minister.
So good.
Fred Jones.
Oh, and does anybody else want
to... He was Sir Humphrey Appleby.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. The politico doublespeaking civil servant. Very beloved character here in
a lot of that series.
See, again, I've heard...
A lot of that series involved Europe, England not wanting to join the European Union.
Yes, indeed. In fact, actually, shortly after the Brexit vote, there was a link going around the internet to a clip from... Yes, Prime Minister, I think it was, explaining why Britain had joined the EU in order to sabotage it by the character of Humphrey Appleby. How very prescient. All right,
I want to point out that Monty has got the only two questions correct so far, and one of them wasn't even his. So
that's not true. I knew Ghostbusters
she
too,
did.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yes, that's yes. Very true. Yes. That is very true. Okay. All right, I have one more question. When are all the Doctor Who questions coming
up? Oh,
this
soon.
Is
80s
very, nostalgia.
Very soon.
How much Doctor Who was there in the 1980s?
It was throughout the 1980s.
It was
yes.
Still
I thought it went black and white and then jumped straight to Christopher Eccleston.
It was canceled in 89.
Oh, Monty, we're going to have fun of the Doctor Who Trivial Pursuit, I tell you.
Wait, is there a Doctor Who Trivial Pursuit? There must
there
be.
Is. There
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
All
but right, that's another episode.
I have rolled a one, so I'm going to go to sporting moments. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Maybe there's a cricket question.
Maybe there's a cricket question that I don't know the answer to. That's right.
It's not a cricket question, but... you may know this, actually, Stephen. Whose 1985 World Snooker Championship win kept a record 18.5 million people watching TV after midnight?
Oh.
Andy Capp.
Snooker, you say?
See, I thought you might know this. This is a question that literally anybody in, you know, any British person would get. It was that big a thing. So,
snooker is a game of a bunch of green balls and one red ball, or vice versa. Listen, for a red-green colorblind person, it's the worst game to ever watch on TV.
It doesn't exist on this continent.
I guess
so.
That.
I don't know much about snooker, oddly enough, so I'm not going to say the obvious answer was Sean Connery. I'm going to say Minnesota Fats.
Oh, good for him.
Well done, Minnesota Fats. No, it was Dennis Taylor.
Oh, of course. Former bass player of Duran Duran. Oh.
No, that was John Taylor.
Dennis Taylor, the lesser known brother. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a saxophonist on their first album.
See, I honestly thought you might get that because I know your love of, you know, 80s British stuff, so...
Oh, no, no, that does not extend to any sports or anything like that. No. I've got my one British sporting reference from the 1980s queued up, and I'm not wasting it yet.
Don't throw away your shot. Oh, Monty.
I am rolling a D6, and I rolled a 4. That will put me here for a yellow wedge. I do not remember what yellow is.
Grief.
Of course.
Living in the
80s. Yellow is
living in
the 80s. I lived
in the
80s. Yes.
Living in the 80s. Which new British TV channel first went on air in 1982?
ITV? Is that a channel?
It is a channel. Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect. ITV has been going since the 60s, dude. Stephen, did you know this?
Is it Channel 4?
It is. It is.
Four? You realize we've got hundreds of channels.
Yeah.
Yep. We've got 5 now.
What a time to be alive.
But you took away 3 to get it, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
Back round we go to Mr. Scott McNulty.
All right. Ooh, a 1. What is it? Let's try green. Come on, music I've heard of.
Music and music makers. Which Police offering was Britain's best-selling record of 1980?
Would help if I knew any Police album names, which I do not. I will believe it is their debut self-titled album, Police.
I will give you a clue, actually, before you commit yourself and tell you that it's a single, not an album.
Oh, all right. If I could think of any Police songs, that would be helpful.
I thought there might be more chance of that.
Did they do the whole creepy I'm watching you? We'll go with that. Watching you. Is that the Police? I don't know.
Yes, it was the Police. But it's not that one.
Oh,
no.
Man.
It was Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, I would have got that
right.
That
was going to be my guess.
Yes. You're thinking of a song by Rockwell.
Yeah.
They're similar, right?
Yeah, he was thinking of Every Breath You Take. Misused yes, by indeed. Weddings ever since.
Yep. Well, and Don't Stand So Close to Me was actually a pretty creepy song as well about you know, the relationship between a teacher and a student. So.
Goodness.
Shocking.
Sure. Things are going swimmingly.
Shannon, you would have got that, it sounds like, unfortunately.
Yes, I would have. But
sorry.
It was not my turn, and let's see, I have rolled a 4. Which way do I want to go? 1, 2, 3. I can roll again. 1, 2, 3. I can try my sporting event. I will go back to news and events.
All right. Who addressed the 3 million mourners attending her murdered husband's funeral in Manila in 1983?
Okay, say that again, please.
Who addressed the 3 million mourners attending her murdered husband's funeral in Manila in 1983?
Shoot. What was her? Imelda Marcos.
No, it was Cory Aquino.
Okay.
Erica, you're next.
Oh, go Joy. for some reason, my roll 20 is really slow, so every time I pop it in there, it takes a while to appear. Oh, a 2. Great, you guys. This will get me exactly as far as I was before.
It just wants to build suspense for you, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm waiting to make my move. For some reason, I feel like going to Brown, so I'm going to try People and Personalities.
All right. Which novelist died in April 1989, just a short distance from Cornwall's famous Jamaica Inn?
I have no idea. I'm not even going to waste our time on a guess.
Really? Okay. It was Daphne du Maurier.
Oh.
No, at least it's somebody I've heard of.
I was going to say, surely you've heard of her, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say James Caan in Misery, but smart.
Stephen, it's your go.
All right. With a 2. Yay. Well, we're almost off the podium. I'm going to go for yellow.
What is the Russian word for restructuring?
Darn it.
Now bear in mind the context.
Vladimir Putin. it's Glasnost.
No!
Perestroika.
It's the other one, yes. Glasnost is openness.
Oh. All right. Well, now I know Russian. At least 50% more.
Now you're fluent.
Monty.
I have rolled a one, and we'll go this way and take a brown question.
Who won his record ninth derby on Tinoso?
Willie Shoemaker.
Lester Piggott.
All right.
Many of those words meant nothing to me.
That's true.
That was a racing question.
Including
I got that much.
Answer. Yeah. I did at least answer with a jockey, admittedly an American jockey, who won many Kentucky derbies.
That's yes, close. Well, you know, let's not get into pronunciation semantics. Scott.
I got one.
You say derby, I say derby. Let's call the whole thing off.
I'm going on this color. Is that brown? I don't even know what color that is.
No, that's orange.
All right, let's go for it.
That's sport.
The likelihood of me knowing is the same.
Who became the first Brit to win the US Women's Open?
I have no idea. I will say...
Don't say Sean Connery.
No, that would be ridiculous. I will say... I have no idea. Guess the Queen. The Queen.
If this wasn't a wedge, I'd be tempted to give you it just for audacity, but no. No, it was Laura Davis.
Oh, the Queen of my heart.
Shannon, you're up next.
Oh, let's go for sports.
Sports it is. Ooh.
Gee, thanks for the confidence boost.
Which cricketer walked from John O'Groats to Land's End to raise funds for leukemia research?
Okay. I'm probably going to be a century off sandwich.
No, I was just going to say, think of a famous British cricketer from the 1980s. Right.
That is literally impossible.
It was Ian Botham.
Ah, that was my answer. That was my one. I had it chambered. It was ready to fire.
Here's the complete list of cricketers I can name. W.G. Yeah. Grace.
Stephen, honestly, I would be amazed if Botham isn't an answer to several questions in this set.
Okay. It better be. Don't everyone else forget we said that.
Botham.
Oh, damn. Erica.
Okay. Hey, I got a six.
Wow.
That means well I can done. Get out of the center.
Oh, stay in the center,
and
Erica.
Roll again.
Stay in the center.
You shush.
It's safer there.
Well, no. Okay. I guess I can't argue with that.
The center cannot hold.
All right. Ooh, roll again. And I got a four, so I get two. Roll again.
She's gone mad with power.
Yep. Oh. And back over to roll again. Ugh, and then I end with a one.
That's karma.
Yep. Well, at least this is just me getting to have a little bit of excitement after being stuck in the middle for so long. But now I'm on blue for news and views.
All right. Now, we're all rooting for you.
Oh, boy.
We're not.
What link did Margaret Thatcher and President Mitterrand agree to when they signed a document in Canterbury in 1986.
What link?
What link did Margaret Thatcher and President Mitterrand agree to when they signed a document in Canterbury in 1986?
I have no idea. A link from the past. I got nothing.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
President Mitterrand of France?
Okay. Go ahead and make me feel stupid all you want, but I'm not going to know the answer.
All right. It was the Channel Tunnel.
Yes, the channel.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
It does, because it happened.
Mm-hmm. Hardly a link.
Yes, it is.
No.
All right, Stephen.
All right, my turn. Oh, look at that. One. My slow persistence has resulted in me going for a piece of the pie.
Have you gone down this one square at a time?
That is it. Yes.
Wow.
Yep,
all right.
Pretty much.
Brown, people and personalities.
All right.
What found, and I'm going to read this verbatim, what found gorgeous Mandy Shires and Alison Slack high up the TV ratings in consecutive years?
What found gorgeous one person and other person in consecutive years?
High up the TV ratings in consecutive years.
The way these questions are worded is throwing me off just as much as the topics.
I know.
Yeah,
it's like a riddle. That's a question.
Yeah. Is that Cockney rhyming slang by any chance? And I'm supposed to decipher it?
No, me old China, it is not.
Could you read it again?
I can. Once
I can
again.
Pretend to understand it? Yeah.
What found gorgeous Mandy Shires and Alison Slack high up the TV ratings in consecutive years?
What found them high up? Gorgeous. That's her name, is it? So obviously it's during the 80s when opinion.
That's not her name. That's a descriptor.
Ah!
this changes everything.
Makes all the difference.
Now! oh, goodness. Come Dancing. I have no idea.
They both won Miss UK.
Okay. Well, there we are.
Oh, UK.
Right. Miss UK. I guess I have one. Did Donald Trump run that too? Or was that not? Okay. It's Rupert Murdoch, I'll bet.
I'm not sure who ran it, actually. I suspect it may have been Paul Raymond, a well-known pornographer, but I'm not sure. Probably not, actually.
Yeah. All right.
My turn?
Oh, yes, Monty. Sorry.
I have rolled a one. I will go back to the yellow wedge square and hope for a question I know the answer to.
Uh-oh.
Once again, everyone else, I'm sorry.
I hate this.
Monty, what was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' one-word catchphrase?
What?
Cowabunga?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Should be different in the UK. Should have been like spot of tea or something.
You know, I've got an original Eastman and Laird Raphael on my wall right now. It doesn't appear to be
the
saying
Trivial
anything.
Pursuit gods just love Monty. That's all there is to it.
They really do, don't they?
Well, I'm going to take my wedge and get off this square before anyone lynches
before
me.
Anybody kicks you down you. The apples and pears.
I have rolled a four and am rushing off this direction for an entertainment question, please.
Entertainment. Which movie brought Kenneth Branagh an Oscar nomination for his directorial debut?
I know this one.
I know this one, too.
I'm not sure. Is it Henry V?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Yes, of course. Well, of course you'd guess the right answer.
I was just hoping somebody would say Frankenstein.
Ugh.
I have now rolled a five and land on a blue wedge space. Blue, of course, is news and views.
That's right. The question will be, Monty, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
Blue. No. sorry. Oh, my God. Obligatory Python reference. Who led the Alliance to their 1983 election flop under the title of Prime Minister Designate?
Margaret Thatcher.
No, it was Roy Jenkins.
Okay.
The leader of the Liberal Alliance, not the Conservatives.
Nice going, Roy.
No need to be coy.
All right, Scott.
All right. I gotta bring the pain. or
that job is taken, Scott.
Bring it or receive it.
Oh, a little bit of both. Let's try living in the '80s. It's treated
that's
me
how shipping
so well.
Is, works first. You receive it, then you bring it over there.
Yep. Fill out this form.
Scott, how many points were scored for each dot swallowed by Pac-Man?
Oh, so I have played Pac-Man, so this is
well done.
Excellent. I have no memory of the scoring of Pac-Man. I'm going to guess 10, though.
You guessed correctly, sir.
Yes.
Hey.
How many pieces of pie do I get for that?
Alas, none, but you do get to roll again.
I'm going to go on to blue with Monty.
Oh.
Ooh.
Blue Roy Jenkins. I've been, heard this question already.
What name? Ah.
Is that the whole question? I like it.
Yes. What name was given to the red beret wearing New York vigilantes who came to London to patrol the underground?
Well, I'm going to guess the Guardian Angels.
That is correct, sir.
Excellent. Look at me. I've got a piece of pie.
Wow.
We're all cooking on gas now.
I'm going to roll again. Five. Let's see. Suddenly I don't dislike this game as much as I was before. I don't know why. I don't know what's
funny
changed,
how that works.
But, well, let's do roll again.
I've moved 5 paces in half an hour.
And I will go for whatever color this is.
That is brown.
Brown it is.
It took me half an hour to get there, Scott. Enjoy your time here.
Oh,
which film star became the mayor of Carmel in California?
Good old Clint Eastwood.
That is correct.
I'm yelling at an empty chair right now.
And suddenly Scott is level with Monty in the lead.
Woohoo!
Wow.
See?
Turn on a dime.
The pain it has been brought.
Or should I say turn on a
penny?
It
makes the game more interesting.
Yeah. Turn on a sixpence.
Or a halfpenny.
A threepenny bit.
Oh, should get that checked out. I will go with blue, please.
Blue, news and views.
In which Scott has just gone from occupied square to occupied square to occupied square. Welcome. Welcome.
He's piggybacking on your successes.
That's right.
Well, in that case, he's about to come to a screeching halt.
Scott, in which building did Charles and Diana's wedding take place?
Oh, well, I know it was in all the papers. It was... It was,
I'm going to need you to be a little bit more specific.
It's a church. I will say it is, I'm completely blanking on it. Oh my gosh.
Come on. It's that famous church.
There's only one of them in Europe. And I can't think of it. Oh, is it, Westminster Abbey?
No, it's St. Paul's Cathedral.
Ugh, that was going to be my second.
Alas, the other famous church in London. There are only two.
Well, I feel I did my job that round.
You had a very good one. Well done. Shannon.
Okay. I will try to live in the 80s and earn a pie wedge.
Oh. Okay. That is yellow.
Yes.
Living in the 80s, yes. Which famous Ray-Ban wearer's only 1980s top 10 hit, this is in the UK, remember, was You Got It?
Ray-Ban wearers.
Famous for wearing Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Just one hit in the 80s.
Yep. Darn it. And I actually think I know the song, but the name of the artist, of course, is not coming.
Famous for wearing the most popular form of sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's my gimmick.
It was when he started.
Corey Hart.
Stop with the hints. She's on a pie piece, you guys.
Oh, sorry.
Corey Hart.
No, it was Roy Orbison.
Okay.
See, back when Roy Orbison started, people didn't wear Ray-Bans all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck, Shannon. Erica.
Okay. I rolled a 5. It feels so exciting because it's just bigger than what I've been rolling. It doesn't help me anymore, though. So I get to either live in the 80s or try sports. I'm going to live in the 80s.
Probably a wise choice. What was the name of the first space shuttle to make it into orbit?
I am so not a space nerd. So once again, I don't want to waste our time. I'll say it was a Discovery. I don't know.
alas, was Colombia.
Ah.
And Stephen, you're up next.
Two. Oh, a roll again. The first time in this game I've had consecutive rolls.
Feel the rush.
Oh, it's amazing. Six. Goodness me, we're on a tear. One, two. Oh, let's do green. That sounds like a fun way to end a turn. There we are. Green.
Green, music and music makers. Which band's two female members lost their skirts while making their minds up during the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest?
Wow, there's a lot of information in that clue.
Yes, there is.
That's you think it makes it easier, but actually it gets even harder.
You could use your vast Eurovision knowledge to answer it.
Well, I'm going to guess that ABBA didn't make a reappearance in 1981's Eurovision, so they're out. Two female lead singers lost their skirts in Eurovision 1981.
Which band's two female members?
Two female members. Well, Nyssa of Trocken lost her skirt in Terminus, but that was 1983, so that's out. Well, it can't be the Bangles or the Goo or the those other ones.
the other band with girls in it. Yeah,
I cannot think of the name of right now.
You're going to say Go Go's, but started saying.
Going to say the Go Go's, but then I was going to say the Goo Goo Dolls. I know. let's go.
Just took a strange turn.
Bananarama has three, so this is getting even worse. Oh, crikey. Let's say Thompson Twins. No idea.
No, the Thompson Twins only had one female member.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm just trying to get the pain over with, Anthony.
It was Bucks Fizz.
Oh, of course. Bucks of course. Fizz. Lost their skirts. And sadly, the competition.
No, I think they won it, actually.
Did they? Because of the skirts. Well, that shows you how far music judging has gone.
It was 1981. Monty.
All right. I rolled a one. This will put me on a pink square. Pink is entertainment. I feel that's the one we're doing best at.
Interesting. What are the weather conditions as Batty makes his dying speech in Blade Runner?
What? Come on.
I believe it's raining.
And all those moments are lost in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Was that actually what they were looking for?
Yep, rain.
Okay. I'm just going to take it and get on with my life.
And I'm just surprised he didn't get pie for that.
I rolled a three. It'll put me over here on a roll again. Follow that up with a five, which will send me over here to whatever orange is for a wedge in sporting moments.
Sporting moments, yes.
Seems unlikely.
Which country staged the 1986 World Cup?
Spain.
Mexico.
All right.
Oh, phew.
At least a country.
Everyone else breathes out, yes. Scott,
all
I
right.
heard you there.
Five.
I know you're still there.
I'm still here. We'll see how long it lasts, though. Yes, green or orange? Well, I have a bad track record in both. So I will go with orange.
Orange, sporting yes. moments.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who broke the women's 100-meter record twice in the 1988 Olympics?
I do not know, so I'm going to guess once again. The Queen.
No, it was Florence Griffith Joyner, otherwise known as Flojo.
I should have known
guessed that,
but I didn't.
Alas, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
You are up.
I am up. I will try music. Haven't done that in a while.
Music and music makers. Which city was reportedly the basis for the Specials' Ghost Town? Well, this is a cruel one.
City. What city? Say the last part again.
Which city was reportedly the basis for the Specials' Ghost Town? Do you know the song?
I'm not sure I do.
I think Stephen's singing it for you.
Thank you, Stephen. Does. I will try. I'm guessing in the dark, Manchester.
Not a bad guess, actually, but no, it was Coventry.
Oh, okay.
No, but seriously, not a bad guess in terms of, you know, why it was
economic downturns and
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are plenty of songs about Manchester being a ghost town.
Oasis's first two albums, I think.
Erica.
I have rolled a 6. Ooh, I am on green for a pie. So that's music. That's something I have like a, you know, really outside shot of getting, but that's a shot still.
All right. Which song on the Motown label became Michael Jackson's first solo UK number one 5 years after he'd moved to Epic?
Ooh. Solo, though.
Mm.
And on Motown.
But after he'd moved to Epic, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, I really only know his career mostly after he had moved to Epic. So, let's see. I cannot think of the name of the song that I want to guess, which doesn't help. Oh, and I don't want to keep us waiting here while I try to think of it. But I'm gonna.
Hello, future Erica. This pause is your fault.
I'm just totally blanking on the title. I think I actually may know the song, and I can't think of it. So it makes me very sad because this is for a pie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but let's see. It didn't give a year or anything in there, just it gave a number of years.
That's correct, yeah. 5 years after he'd moved to Epic.
Darn. All right, I'm done trying to think of it. You can just tell me what it is. I hope it's something I've never heard of.
It was One Day in Your Life.
Oh, you know what? It is something I've never heard of, so I feel better now.
Oh, okay, there you go. What were you thinking of? Oh, if you'd known, you would have said.
Nice. Very nice. I'll tell you later if it comes to me.
Stephen.
All right. I've rolled a 6. We're going is that the brown pie, people and personalities?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, let's do this.
Don't you remember you were there before?
I do remember quite a lot, actually, yes.
It's a homecoming.
The stink never leaves.
What nationality, for a pie, people and personalities, what nationality is Mehmet Ali Agca, the guy who shot the Pope?
Well, usually I am pretty good on nationalities of attempted assassins, but...
Oh, does it really say guy?
Well...
It really does.
Yeah.
Pretty casual.
The guy who shot the Pope.
The guy who shot Liberty Valance.
I mean, Gavrilo Princip was from Serbia, so that's not the one. I'm going to... What was his name again? Sorry?
Mehmet Ali Agca.
Let's go with Israeli.
He was Turkish.
Turkish. Not a delight. All right.
No. Not very delightful at all.
No.
Monty.
I rolled a 3 and launched myself over here to a brown question, please.
Brown, people and personalities, which artist's 1989 London retrospective included an entire room of Chairman Mao prints and paintings?
Andy Warhol?
Correct. Who else would it be?
It seems like an Andy Warhol sort of thing to do. Yeah. Rolled a 6, I believe.
Name a famous artist who painted Chairman Mao. Yes. Many times.
I've gone to this roll again. And then I rolled a 1, and I will go to this green non-wedge place.
What is the surname of ZZ Top? Sorry, ZZ Top. Oh. No, ZZ Top's only clean-shaven member.
Beard. Frank
Correct.
Beard.
Correct.
Now I've rolled a three, and I will go to here for a blue wedge question. Blue, unfortunately, is news and views.
All right. Who was discovered to have had two cousins tucked away in a mental home since 1941?
Whoa. I don't know who it is, but this question is juicy.
Scandal.
I think this is where Scott would roll out the queen, I think.
I'm going to say John F. Kennedy.
Alas, it was the queen mother.
Ah! No!
She's sneaky, that one.
She was.
No, R.I.P. Queen Mother.
Indeed. And Scott, you're up next.
All right. Got three. This is where I try to remember what the categories are now. I will
don't worry about the categories. Just fly blind.
Yellow, living in the 80s.
Living in the 80s. What trendy dogs were described as killers amid calls for a ban in the mid-80s?
Pit bulls?
Rottweilers.
Yeah.
That was my
they
other
the pit
guess.
Bulls of the 80s.
Duh.
In the 80s, pit bulls were cool party dogs like Spuds McKenzie.
Oh. It was a strange time, the 80s.
Yep.
It was very strange.
Two. Okay, that gives me another chance at a green and a wedge.
Who attracted sellout crowds to his Glass Spider tour?
David Bowie!
Correct!
Woo! I actually got to go to that tour in my college
really?
Town.
Wow.
Yes, I got to see one. It was great.
It was. I saw the video. It looked pretty spectacular.
It was. Okay.
All right, Shannon, you are on the board.
And I get to go again, which is so nice at this game. Except now I have a one and I have no choice but a sports ball question.
Oh.
I love Anthony's reaction to the question.
This is my hurts me more than it hurts you, kind of thing.
It kind of does. Which British city received only 8 votes in 1986 when Barcelona was chosen to host the 1992 Olympics?
The most likely guess is London, but let me think for 2 seconds before I commit. There'd be anybody else who would have tried. Did you say British or English city?
British.
So it could have been Edinburgh, could have been Dublin. Dublin!
A good guess, but no, it was Birmingham, actually, my hometown.
Huh! Oh. Okay.
Because everybody went, are you kidding?
No, 8 people didn't.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
what about those guys?
I'm sorry. Birmingham produced Duran Duran. They're not all bad.
Birmingham invented heavy metal. I'm from did. Birmingham. I will say, hear nothing
Sabbath.
Said about it. Nevertheless, everybody
nothing
looked at it
ever
and went,
said about it.
No. Telly Savalas said lots of things about it.
What?
There's a wonderful video on YouTube. Telly Savalas did a voiceover for a promotional video about the delights of Birmingham. I kid you not. It's on YouTube. It's amazing. Because he's clearly sitting in a voice booth somewhere in Brooklyn who's never seen Birmingham in his life, probably isn't even watching a video of the movie while he's doing it. It's wonderful.
One of the great BBC TV series, Gangsters, was set in Birmingham.
Peaky Blinders is set in Birmingham.
Look, Birmingham, why? They should be hosting the Olympics this year, for crying out loud.
Ooh, yeah.
Erica, you're up next.
Well, meanwhile, I've rolled a 5, so I'm rolling again.
Okay.
And a 3. I feel like I'm just going to repeat history here and just roll again and roll again until I end up on the pie and getting it wrong.
In the but category of history.
Nope.
Alas, no.
No, again, this is... Nope, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm repeating history from 2 turns ago where I rolled again a whole bunch and then got stuck in between blue and orange and had those dear. As my only choices.
Ancient history.
Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it.
Well, we don't have a history category, so I'm going to go with news and views, which I feel like is close as I can get.
Okay. Slightly odd phrasing, so bear with me.
Again?
Yeah. What was Baby Faye the first person to receive that something had had before?
That something had had before?
Right, right. What was Baby Faye the first person to receive that something had had before? It's really badly phrased,
that's
that, isn't
word
it?
Word salad.
Yeah.
Let me insert a word just to help you out. What was Baby Faye the first person to receive that something else had had before?
Okay. I mean, that definitely makes it sound more like a normal
sentence.
sentence, yes. Okay. I might know. Maybe.
I think I know, and the weird phrasing led me to it.
Oh.
I think I know, too.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Way to make Erica feel bad.
It's the Queen Mother.
I think I know, too.
Baby Faye had...
The first person to receive that something else had had before.
Boy. A curly whirly. I don't know.
Deep cut. No, it was a baboon's heart.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The phrase baby face sounded really familiar to me, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, at least now I know.
Now you know. Stephen.
Who wrote now these I questions? Want a curly whirly.
One.
They're not as good as they used to be.
We'll go yellow with my... Rolling of the One, which is in the 80s.
Okay, yellow, living in the 80s. Which trainers challenged Catch Us If You Can?
Which trainers
challenged, as in a slogan, Catch Us If You Can?
Reebok.
Correct.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Nice work.
Oh my God. I am going to go to the fridge and cut myself off a piece of pie, even though I didn't deserve a pie for that because it was a pie question. It was my first question.
Wait,
I got right all day.
Are you saying there's pie in our fridge and I didn't know it?
Well, I save it for these special occasions.
Man's got to have some secrets.
Two. I could do yellow again on that hot streak, but I'm going to... Oh, let's go for in for pink. I don't know if I've done entertainment yet, so... Let's give it a shot.
What was the first program screened on Channel 4?
Video killed the radio star. No. First program screened on Channel 4. I want to say Test Pattern for an hour and a half, but I don't think that's right either.
That's not a program.
Mm-mm. No.
Doesn't count.
For Channel 4. I can't even think of a Channel 4 program today. Let alone back then, the A-Team.
No, bless you. The A-Team was shown on ITV over here. Okay. It was Countdown.
Countdown. Oh, good.
It's probably the only Channel 4 program that most people outside of Britain know, but it's still running.
Is Nicholas Parsons host of that?
No.
Okay. Then that's all I got.
He may have appeared in Dictionary Corner at one time or another, but no, he was never host.
Well, who amongst us has not appeared in Dictionary Corner at one time or another?
I would like to live in a place called Dictionary Corner. That sounds nice.
It does sound cozy.
It is a very... The whole show is very cozy. Monty.
1, 2, 3, 4. Brown question, please.
Brown. What did John DeLorean have that resulted in his arrest on the same day the government announced the closure of his car plant?
A bunch of cocaine. Do I need to say
Correct.
The exact amount?
No, just cocaine.
Okay, good.
I was hoping to be well a done. Sports almanac, 1950 to 2000.
Three. Unauthorized. Well, this is blind optimism, but I will go for a wedge question in sports.
Sporting moments.
All right. Which round saw the end of Frank Bruno's world title fight against Mike Tyson?
The first.
No.
No?
No, it was the fifth.
All right.
Oh.
Local boy did good.
I stand by my guess, though, because Mike Tyson did win a number of fights round.
It was a reasonable guess, but Bruno held on grimly for quite a while.
Well, good for you.
Scott, where are you?
I don't know. Let's try. We'll go with blue.
Blue news and views.
Yeah.
Which president signed the bill which made Martin Luther King's birthday an American holiday?
Oh, this is an excellent question. I do not know the answer, but it's an excellent question. I'm going to guess Carter.
Ronald Reagan.
Ah, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, surprising.
Well, good on him.
This is the 80s.
I should have just guessed Ronald Reagan. Gosh darn it. See, this is Monty. This is why you're so good at this game.
Playing the numbers. Shannon.
Yes.
Oh, a six.
Let's see. And
go for a brown wedge.
Three, four, five. Yes, I will go for a brown wedge and see whether I know people or not.
All right, people and personalities. Mm-hmm. Who was the creator of Maigret, who died in 1989, probably worn out as he claimed to have slept with 10,000 women?
Well,
I'm not sure that part of the question is entirely relevant.
Yeah. He was very tired.
Yeah, if you would repeat the first part of that again.
Yeah, who was the creator of Maigret, basically? He died in 1989. That's the important part of the question.
Yeah.
That was Wilt Chamberlain's excuse, too, by the way, for dying early. But
What?
Let's see. Wilt Chamberlain claimed that he slept with 10,000 women, too.
I realize that, but
he didn't claim more.
Maybe he's 20, actually, yeah. Perhaps to just double up on the late author of Big Ray.
Okay, I don't think I'm right, but I'm thinking this is a mystery writer. Rex Stout?
No, it was George Simenon.
Ah! Okay, I knew that name. All right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even recognize the name, so good job.
Rowan Atkinson is starring in the reboot of that, isn't he?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, his first TV role for some years.
I got a three, so I'm going back to the music pie space.
All right. Which rock star appeared in both the British and American Live Aid concerts?
Oh. This is a thing that, like, I remember hearing about, but...
He took the Concorde.
Yeah, and I remember that. I just can't remember for sure who it is. So I am going to guess Phil Collins.
Correct.
Yes. Yay, have a pie.
Well done.
All right. We can go home now.
We are home.
When I am home.
I'll take it. Scott, you and I both won.
Woohoo!
All right. I got a three, so I am going to head over in the direction of the pink pie, but only get as far as living in the 80s, the yellow space.
All right. What first outsold vinyl LPs in 1985?
Cassette tapes?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, on a roll now.
Yeah, look at me go. And now I get to roll again, which is also always exciting. For me, anyway. I don't know if everybody else finds it quite as thrilling as I do, but look at that. And that takes me to the pink pie space. So give me some entertainment.
Uh-oh. No, this is a good one. Who shot JR in 1980?
Oh, see, that's not
a
good
one. Question.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Can I say he was never really shot? It was a dream?
Wrong season.
That's not accurate.
Not canon.
No.
He was not shot with a cannon.
I will say Bobby Ewing. I don't know.
It was Kirsten Shepherd.
Okay, see, that's not even a name I know. But at least it's an event that I've heard of, so.
It was his mistress, I think.
That's what the viewers said in 1981 when they finally found out.
Yeah, who?
Anthony, for the sake of the listeners, please read out the scores as they are right now.
Oh, yes, I haven't done a summary yet, have I? No. Currently, we have Monty and Scott in joint first with two pieces of the pie each, two wedges each. Shannon has one. Erica has one. Stephen is yet to score.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Stephen, you have a lot of potential, Stephen. We believe in you.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Let's see where that potential goes today. When I go for a piece of the pie, a green pie, music and music makers, please, Anthony, read me the question of some very rare and unheard of one-hit wonder from 1982 in Leeds.
Have you been looking through my record collection? What was the name of Rigsby's cat and a number two hit for Ultravox?
Oh, Vienna.
Correct.
Nice.
And just like that, Stephen's on the board.
Just like that.
Woo-hoo. See? Look at that potential. I feel like I feel like you owe me half that piece of pie with that little pep talk I gave you.
Thank you very much, Scott. Yeah. I would have been doomed if the question was, name another Ultravox song, so I'm glad I got that.
The Monty Gambit.
Sure, that sounds like a Blake 7 episode, but all right. Let's go to Orange with my roll of the one.
What music accompanied Torvill and Dean's 1984 St. Valentine's Day win in the Winter Olympics?
Oh, Ravel's Bolero.
Correct.
Nice.
Well done, sir. Again, name a song associated with Torvill and Dean.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even know that. I knew this because in Doctor Who Confidential, for The Impossible Planet, when they used that music for that as well, they mentioned that Torvill and Dean used it. So once again, all my knowledge ties back to Doctor Who.
That is beautiful.
Oh, two. A pink piece of the pie.
Things are getting interesting. You're doing the same thing I did last time. Yeah. I hope you're more successful here than I was.
Well, we'll see.
Which late great comedian announced he was on a whiskey diet and had already lost 3 days?
That's funny. That's a good joke.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
A whiskey diet and he'd already lost 3 days.
When was this game published, out of curiosity?
I'm not sure.
Mm. Well past the 80s, so everyone could look at them nostalgically, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I suppose.
Tommy Cooper.
That is correct.
He's the one who died on stage, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yes.
And that's the only British comedian I know.
I am... Wow. Gobsmacked that you actually guessed that. Yes, Tommy Cooper, very sadly. I was watching. I saw it. He was performing at the, I think it was the Sunday night at the Palladium, and he just collapsed in the middle of a trick on stage. Everybody thought it was part of the act until suddenly the curtain came down and everything went very quiet and they switched away to some commercials. And yes, he was taken to hospital and pronounced dead at the scene.
Wow.
Happy times here on Trivial Pursuit.
Don't let that overshadow your accomplishments.
He'd had a very, very long career, and he died literally doing what he loved. I mean, there are worse ways to go, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have rolled a 4, so I'm going to keep going around my little happy streak there. What is that, brown, I believe? Or green?
No, that's green.
That's green.
Green, okay.
You weren't kidding about that colorblindness.
No, you're not. Help.
What is Sting's real name?
Gordon Sumner.
Do you know his middle name? It's on the card.
Don't make me answer that.
No,
Sting.
I won't. No, I won't.
Okay, good.
Gordon Sumner is correct. It's Gordon Matthew Sumner, apparently.
Oh, okay, right.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew Gordon Sumner, but I didn't know his middle name.
Mm-hmm. Three. Oh, my heavens me. I'm going for a yellow piece of the pie.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
To take the lead.
Yes, my pep talk might have been too
much. No more pep talks for you.
It's you. It's you, Scott Burgess Meredith and Rocky McNulty. You are the one who has spurred me on here.
That's right.
What was the full name of the AAA, an organization formed by rock star Jerry Dammers?
Oh, full AAA, Jerry Dammers.
Jerry Dammers.
Dammers, sure. and it stood for something.
Yes.
goodness. Artists, Alcoholics Anonymous. I have no idea.
No, it was Artists Against Apartheid.
Apartheid.
Oh.
Jerry Dammers wrote Ghost Town.
Did he really?
I believe so.
Coventry, don't you know?
Yeah. So what you're saying is there's a specials fan in charge of writing these questions.
Yes.
All right, I believe it's my turn.
It is indeed.
See, my philosophy is to always go towards a wedge, even if it's a category I'm bad at. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue that and go right back to this sporting wedge question.
Oh, boy.
Who sank other competitors at the 1980 Olympics by becoming the first Brit since 1924 to win the 100 metres gold?
Hmm.
I will tell you right now, if you don't know this, you're probably not going to guess it.
Well, I don't know it. So I'll say someone who has won 100 meters gold and is nearly British, Ben Johnson.
No, the clue was in the word sank. This was 100 meters swimming.
Oh.
It was Alan Wells.
All right.
Of course.
Ben Johnson could have swam, and Ben Johnson didn't win. To our nation's everlasting shame.
Sorry, who are we now? Scott.
We are Scott.
We are all Scott. Oh, we are Scott.
I will. Once again, I have that piece of the pie already, so I'm going to go with roll again.
Locutus of Scott.
That's right. Ooh, pink. I'm going to go for a good old pink piece of the pie.
Welcome.
Entertainment. Oh, thank you. It's lovely here. It's very pink.
Nice. Scott. Good improv skills.
Thanks. Yes, and?
Scott, entertain us with an answer.
Okay.
What period of time was a sexy box office success for Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke?
What a period of time? Could you read the question again?
Hear the ladies both go,
no, not me.
I did.
What period of time was a sexy box office success for Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke?
I have no idea. 7 years?
God.
Wow.
That's much too long.
That's actually the Sting story, but...
Gordon Matthew Sumner.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, I have no idea.
9.5 weeks.
Oh, yep. 9.5 weeks, sure. That's right.
Yes, it is. Seems legit. There's a wonderful story I remember reading about Sting in the papers where he thought he'd seen a ghost. Or rather, his partner had woken him up in the middle of the night and said, "Sting, there's something in the corner of the bedroom." And it was, not a particularly interesting story. But a comedian pointed out the most interesting thing about this story is she called him Sting.
It's true.
Wow.
That's how powerful his brand is.
It's commitment to your brand.
Committing to the bit, even at home.
Shannon, where are you?
I am moving 4 spaces to a green space for music.
Would you rather shout Sting or Gordon? I mean, come on.
It's true.
Shannon, which tight fit success was adapted from a Zulu folk song called Wimaway?
Oh.
Say it again, please.
Which tight fit success was adapted from a Zulu folk song called Wimaway?
The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Correct. Name a song
not a
by
song.
Tight Fit.
I actually didn't Wimaway know the name was... of the group. That's why I wanted to hear it again.
I'm very angry at that question. It was not a folk song.
Was it not?
No, it was an actual guy in South Africa improvised the key melody, And then it got picked up by the Weavers, and Pete Seeger thought it was a folk song and gave it the whole Lion Sleeps Tonight English lyrics. And then it kind of spread out and made a whole bunch of money for a lot of people, except the guy who actually wrote it.
An all too common story.
That is an allegory of the world right there.
Yep.
Okay. And I have rolled a 5 and rolled again and rolled a 1, which lands me on Living in the 80s.
Living in the 80s. Shannon, which car badges were stolen by fans of the Beastie Boys?
Car badges, insignias. Oh, what are some famous car? BMW.
Oh, no, it was Volkswagen.
Okay.
Why?
Because one of them wore a Volkswagen badge around his neck on a chain. So we all thought, hey, we should get one of those. Where can we get one? Oh, look, there's a car over there.
Where's the closest place I could get one of those?
Yeah. Yep.
With all the clock thefts because of Public Enemy's rise to fame as well in the late 80s.
I'm not proud to say that I did that. I nicked a VW badge off somebody's car to wear around my neck.
Now he comes clean.
That's right.
I've been carrying this burden for so long.
You can take it off your neck now. It's no longer in fashion.
Don't ever say that. The Beastie Boys live forever. I did love the Beastie Boys. Sorry, where are we?
They apparently don't live forever. It's not all of them, anyway.
Oh,
it's my turn, and I'm going to go to a Brown question. So, what is that? People and personalities.
What was Grace Kelly's married surname?
Of Monaco? No, sorry.
What was her first name? Mrs.
Oh, golly. This is, we'll probably get into multiple choice, but the chances of me dredging it up from my the recesses of my brain are pretty, pretty slim. Yeah, I don't even have a guess.
It was Grimaldi.
Oh! That was also the last name of a character on As the World Turns, which is probably where he got it mixed up in my head. I thought it was fictional, but no, it's a real name too.
It is. Steven.
Rightio. Let's go for green, all the way over there. Is that the right
green
way?
Green, yep.
Yes.
Music and music makers. Which northern spa town hosted the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest thanks to the 1981 winning ways of Bucks Fizz?
I heard they lost their skirts. Is that true?
It has been said.
Northern spa town, you say. What were the specials from again?
That's not in the north.
No.
Special town.
Northern spa town. I only know of one or two spa towns. I'm going to guess Leamington?
You mean Leamington? And Leamington? No, it's not Leamington. It's Harrogate.
You're wrong on so many levels.
It's Harrogate. It's so many levels. Both in pronunciation. I just lost a piece of the pie, oddly enough. For that. Flagrant foul.
All right. I rolled a 5. That will take me to this roll again. Following that up, I rolled a 2. That will put me here for a blue wedge.
Ooh.
Of course it will. Which Indian town was declared a disaster area when more than 2,000 people died following a gas leak?
New Delhi?
No, it was Bhopal.
Okay.
very famous disaster.
I disagree.
Very famous disaster, not in America, I think, Anthony.
Yeah, well. And so the world turns. Scott!
Yeah.
Yes, I've rolled again, and I'm rolling again. Again.
Again?
Again. Ooh, I'm back on pig. Lay it on me.
Pink for a wedge. Which sporty sounding 80s West End play was about the Thatchers?
I will say Volleyball Mags.
Strangely, the mouse trap.
No, it was called Anyone for Dennis.
Oh, that was my second.
Oh, God.
Yes. Dennis Thatcher was Mrs. Thatcher's husband.
Oh, that's clever.
Mm. The answer was no.
See, this is how I feel when you guys play 1970s Family Feud. All the cultural references just go...
That's also how I feel really? When we play 1970s Family Feud. True.
Exactly. Okay, and I
pink,
can go
yes?
brown. I'm on oh, no, pink, you're, but I'm rolled again, and I can go either brown or brown. I will go to this brown.
Okay.
People and personalities.
Who said of Mikhail Gorbachev, "I don't resent his popularity. Good Lord, I co-starred with Errol Flynn."
Olivia de Havilland.
It was Ronald Reagan.
Reagan.
I don't think he did co-star with Errol Flynn.
He might have. I don't know.
He might have been in an Errol Flynn
movie.
He's
probably
movie.
Just... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also
building
appearing.
Up his part.
Ronnie Reagan.
Hey, I'll just read what's on the cards, man.
All right. I am getting away from this pink pie, which is giving me no love. I'm rolling again in the opposite direction. And, oh, it's sucking me back. I gotta roll again closer to it.
Join me, Erica.
Rubber
join
band.
Me.
No. I've changed my mind. I got another four. I'm going back the other way. I'm getting out. I am getting out. Just to keep going farther away from this corner of the board where I've just been stuck. I am. I'm going to go to yellow for living in the 80s.
How did David Hockney get his 144 sheet photo collage to a West Yorkshire art gallery?
How did he get it there? That is an interesting question. I'm sure there's a really adorable story behind it. And
it's not a story that I'd heard before, if that's any consolation.
I am going to say he rode his bicycle.
If
I'm sure
only
it's more interesting than that.
By fax.
Oh, no.
Very 1980s. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that is so 1980s. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Five. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It always comes after four.
It does. I'm noticing this. That's either direction, myth. Oddly enough. Yeah. Five. I'm going to go, what's brown? People in brown. Oh, why not? Let's do it. Let's have some fun, eh? Enjoy ourselves. Brown it is.
Who relinquished the U.S. presidency and then welcomed home hostages from Tehran?
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
Yes. This time.
Damn it. Yes. Long last.
I'm always before my time.
The other 1980s president.
Yes.
There's also a couple years of Bush.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to try to ignore those.
One year, I guess.
I could do brown or blue. What are the odds I get another Jimmy Carter question if I go for brown again, though? Let's go for news and
pretty
events.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're on blue, did you say?
Yeah, blue. News and events, yeah. Or news and views, I should say.
What proved to be a disappointment when it returned amid much media hype in 1986 after a 75-year absence?
Halley's Comet.
Correct.
I remember being disappointed by it.
Yeah.
It's a tough crowd.
Tarzan of Greystoke, yeah. I think is what it was.
Couldn't even see it, and they kept talking about it.
Yeah.
I've traveled hundreds of million miles over 75 years, and you people just don't care.
Man, think of how I'm going to react the next time it comes around. We'll be even more indifferent. If this planet lives that long. I have rolled a 3, and I'm going to go for a yellow piece of the pie.
Which Marvin Gaye track was playing when Nick Kamen popped his 501s in the laundrette washing machine?
Heard it through the grapevine.
Correct. Name a Marvin Gaye song. Yeah.
I'm going to assume Let's Get It On was probably not it, or What's Going On, or... Mercy, Mercy Me. See? Four of them. Oh,
okay, all right.
All right. Yeah, it's not just a one-hit wonder. Okay.
Hey, now you're winning. Voice.
You are winning.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
That doesn't make any
how many
sense.
Pieces of the pie are we playing to?
Is three. Three. It's one? Over now. We stopped at three and it's over.
It still wouldn't be over. You'd still have to answer a winning question.
I think we should probably, yes, call that and say let's go to three. So, yes, Stephen, you may now move towards the center.
Oh, look, I rolled a six to go to the center and possibly win the game.
The fix is in.
Oh, wow. All right, so I will remind you all of the categories that you can choose from to give Stephen his potentially winning question. They are news and views.
Nope.
Entertainment.
Nope.
Living in the 80s.
Nope.
People and personalities.
Not that one.
Music and music makers.
Nope.
Or sporting moments.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is just like luck of the draw at this point, but probably he has the least chance of having luck in the sports.
That's right. Stuff. I don't want him to have any luck. Sports it is.
And now it's going to be a cricket question.
Which ice hockey legend was,
Scott has retracted his pep talk.
That's right. It was all a mistake.
What have you done, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to give him sporting moments, do you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Stand by.
An obscure one, if possible.
Stephen, to win the game, give me the answer to this question. Who announced he would lead a rebel cricket tour to South Africa?
You know what? It's not Cliff Floyd, is it? Viv Richards?
You've got to choose one.
Cliff Floyd. I don't remember. No, I can't. I don't remember. Cliff Floyd it is.
No, it was Mike Gatting.
Ah, Mike Gatting, who's a Doctor Who fan, you know. I know this. And was bowled out by Shane Warne. I remember that too. But I didn't remember that he led.
I'm taking my turn now.
Just let that be a lesson, folks. You nearly messed it up when you tried to thwart me with sports. I know all the things.
I rolled a two for roll again, and then I rolled
except
a five.
Except for that one.
Except for that one, yes.
Kieran Brown asking for a people and personalities question, which would be my third wedge.
Ooh. All right. Which Nobel Prize-winning Irish writer died just before Christmas 1989?
Joyce?
No, Samuel Beckett.
All right.
I think Joyce was already dead.
He probably was. It's not my fault there are so many Nobel Prize winning Irish dead authors.
This is true. It's not your fault. Contrary.
Oh, is it?
I hope it's not your fault.
Contrary to popular belief.
As far as you know.
That's what I've heard.
Didn't I?
I will take a Brown question. Not for a piece of the pie, but...
Whose official title was the Imperial Son of Heaven when he died in 1989?
The Imperial Son of Heaven. Well, Sting is still alive. Not him.
Imperial Son of Heaven, there's something in the corner of the room.
It's a ghost. I have no idea. I'm going to say Imperial Son of Heaven... the Dalai Lama.
Alas, Emperor Hirohito.
Oh, that was my other guess.
You said that was
my other guess was some Japanese person, but I think you probably would have needed something closer. So
more specific, yes.
Yeah.
Shannon.
My turn. I have rolled a six. I'm going to try for a wedge of the pie with entertainment. Pink.
All right. What did film director Oliver Stone do? I love how they prefix that, as if you don't know who Oliver Stone is. What did film director Oliver Stone do after dropping out from Yale that gave him material for 80s films?
Assassinated the president.
Back
just like
and
John DeLorean,
the
answer is cocaine.
Enrolled in the army.
I'll give you that. He enlisted and went to Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay.
Well done.
All right.
Well done. I thought Shannon for a minute there was the only person with a pink wedge, but actually no, Monty and Stephen both have pink as well.
Yeah. I got a pink wedge on my first turn and
seems so long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was.
Moving in the other direction, because I already have a green wedge, but I will wind up on a green question.
Which nutty guy from Leeds was the leader of Soft Cell?
Shoot. Oh, man. I cannot remember. I'm going to outthink myself and assume that nutty isn't a literal description, but a hint. Holland.
Can you give me more?
Oh. I don't think she needs to.
Well, technically, you need his first name as well.
Not usually. Not unlike Jeopardy, you can just give the last name. I'd give it to her.
This is not Jeopardy, but no.
All right.
How dare you, sir? No, I will give it to you anyway. It's Mark Almond.
Okay, yay. Okay. Then roll again.
Jeopardy.
That's chic.
I will.
It's another roll again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, why not?
I know how many squares it is from roll again to roll again.
Yeah, that worked. Now I'm on the yellow wedge. Oh. In the 80s.
Now you see why I do it.
Which fish gave its name to a hairstyle sported by Lou Reed?
Fish hairstyle.
Lou Reed.
And Lou Reed. I don't remember Lou Reed wearing a particular hairstyle from what I remember of him. So I'm thinking of fish. yeah.
Laughing at pictures of fish, like always.
Yeah. shark fin. I don't know.
Can anybody name a hairstyle named after a fish that was popular in the 80s?
Mm-mm. No, I'm floundering.
Popular 80s are like.
Very good.
What?
It's mullet.
Oh. Mullet is a fish? You're kidding me.
I didn't know that either.
Neither did I.
Good God, because yes, I was going, you know, mohawk or mullet. Those are like the big hairstyles. Oh my God. Oh well.
We all learned an important thing today.
We did. Indeed.
Never play this game.
Lou Reed and a mullet.
I was going to say that his haircut always gave me a haddock.
Oh. Bum, bum, ba-dum.
All right. Well, I have.
We need to add a sad trombone to the list of sound effects.
Mm-hmm. And I've landed on a pink, not for pie, just a pink.
Pink for entertainment. What was on a chimp's foot when his father said if he hummed it, he'd play it?
Okay, you cut out a bunch of times there, or I did. So can you reread that? Because the words that I heard did not seem to mix together very well.
It doesn't get much better. What was on a chimp's foot when his father said if he hummed it, he'd play it? This is a very, very British question.
I hate how inexact pronouns are in England, or in English, because if he hummed it, he'd play it.
Well, let me rephrase that with the correct pronouns then. What was on a chimp's foot when his father said to him, if you hum it, I'll play it?
Okay. Oh, great. That helps so much.
I can't win.
A bumblebee. I don't know.
A piano. It was from a series of adverts for tea, for PG Tips Tea, starring chimpanzees. Performing chimpanzees, and that one was an advert where they were doing house removals and they were carrying an upright piano down the stairs and it fell.
Gotcha.
And one of the chimps said, Dad, do you know the piano is on my foot? And his dad said, you hum it, son, I'll play it.
Wait, chimps can talk in England?
Do I have to roll
Are we making Steven actually?
No.
No.
Let him sit there.
Yeah, let him think about what he's done
until he dies. Think about what he's done.
So are we giving him sports again?
I think so. Why not?
Okay.
All right. Sport. Whose 6 goals made him the top scorer of the 1986 World Cup finals?
Oh. Diego Maradona.
No, surprisingly, it was Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker.
He's just showing off.
That's all I got.
Do any of you know who Gary Lineker is?
Yeah, he scored the most points.
He's a footballer, yes.
He's not the one who pooped his pants during that one soccer tournament, was it?
I don't believe so. Okay. No, Gary Lineker advertises crisps and presents Match of the Day over here.
Oh,
in that order. He's the one with the big teeth.
And sometimes poops his pants.
Gotcha. The one with the biggest teeth and the big
eyes. Allegedly.
Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down a lot for some Englanders or anything.
I have rolled a 1 and moved 1 square to the yellow living in the 80s question. Ask it.
Which Ghostbusters action figure required the most white plastic?
Oh, this is a racist question.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, I would
correct,
think.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
X, don't say Winston, don't know. It's, yeah.
Good job, everybody. And I rolled a 1. That will put me back on the brown wedge question. People and personalities.
What did Larry Hagman claim never to do on a Sunday?
Speak.
Correct.
Yes.
How the hell did you know that?
What?
Sorry, I know things.
I was going to say watch football. I don't understand how that's even a thing.
Because I read the Mark Evanier blog, newsfromme.com, and he had a great Larry Hagman story about when he had Larry Hagman on to do some bits on the, I think the show Pink Lady and Jeff, which Mark was a writer for, and he said Larry was a great guy and bought him a very nice hat. And I think in that story, he mentions that you couldn't get Larry to talk on a Sunday unless you offered him a lot of money to do a guest shot on a TV show.
Wow.
I think that's where I got that from.
Well, wow. Checks out for me.
Seems legit.
Now, I have 3 wedges, and I will start rushing towards the center.
Indeed.
A blue question, please.
What was the appropriate name of the yacht on which model girl Donna Rice joined U.S. presidential hopeful Gary Hart?
Oh, I should know this. I can picture he had dared the press to follow him and catch him doing anything inappropriate. And then he took Donna Rice out on his yacht, and they took a great picture of her on his lap. But I cannot pull the name of the yacht. I do not know.
Monkey Business.
Yes.
Yeah. Very appropriately named.
Wow.
And that's just tempting fate, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Oh, dear. All right, Scott.
All right, I will take a brown question, please.
Who moved his business to Wapping, thus starting the 1986 riots?
Well, everybody knows this. Who moved his business to Wapping? I don't know what Wapping is.
It's a place.
All right. Well, that's good.
hey, no clues.
I have no idea.
It's Rupert Murdoch.
Oh.
He moved his print business to Wapping to a non-union works.
Oh.
And so there were riots at the old print works by, you know, laid off workers.
Hmm.
I think that's how it went anyway.
I believe you.
Okay. So my turn?
Yes, it is, Shannon.
All right. 6.
I would like to note, actually, let's just do another quick summary that Monty and Steven both have 3 pieces. Shannon has 2. Scott has two, and Erica has one.
Hey, at least I got one.
So everybody's on the board, at least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I will try a music question.
Music and music makers.
Mm-hmm.
Which Adam and the Ants chart topper sounded suspiciously like Rolf Harris's War Canoe?
This question written by Rolf Harris.
No. It was a legal case.
Trying to think of. Think only
so actually not suspicious at all, like definitely sounded like as proven in a court of law.
Goody Two Shoes.
No, it was Prince Charming.
Ah!
War Canoe, which is Rolf Harris says he based on a folk song. You know, who knows, Monty, set us right. But yeah, if you listen to it, find it on YouTube or something, and it really is. You get 30 seconds in, you're like, oh wow, yeah, this is the same song.
Okay. I was scrabbling my brain for what I knew from Adam and the Ants, and it was either that one or Wonderful, which was way too late to be included in this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I am, despite how that question went, I'm going to go join Shannon on that same green spot.
It's nice here.
How old was Michael Jackson, him again,
ooh,
on the day Cliff Richard had his first hit record? 2 days, 2 weeks,
oh,
2 months, or 2 years?
2 days.
Multiple choice.
No, it was 2 weeks.
Okay.
But you were close. Close. Steve.
I had a two in it.
Well, I did have a two. Yes, well done.
I'd like to point out to everyone here that I think Monty has won every single Trivial Pursuit game, international or U.S. edition. I could potentially be the first person to knock him off. Exactly. You see, he's within two spaces of possibly winning yet another one. But so just let that factor in when you decide which category you want to choose from.
Well, thank you for your input. I personally, I still vote sport.
Well, see, the problem is if Monty or Steve win, I lose. So I also vote for sports.
I'm fine with sports.
If Monty wins yet again, I think we all lose.
Mm. Yes. Except for Monty.
Like holistic X versus Sever.
So we're going for sport again, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Stephen. For the win, if you can answer me this question. Whose kidnapping made headlines in February 1983?
In sports, you say?
Yes, indeed.
Kidnapping is a sport.
Apparently it is in the UK. Yeah.
Kidnapping. Charles Lindbergh didn't play cricket, did he? No. Kidnapping. Goodness me. February 1983. Wow.
In the sports category, remember?
That is something else. I've never heard of this. Gary Lineker.
No, it was Shergar, a racehorse.
I was about to say it was a horse, yeah.
Okay, well, I knew a horse called Gary Lineker. It could have been him or her, actually. But
I have rolled a two, which will put me in the center.
Yes, it will. All right.
You had your chance, people. You had your chance.
Yes, we did.
All right, well, sports.
Sports, yes.
Oh, we're going for sports for Monty as well?
I think everyone who ends up there is going to have to answer a sports question.
Bring me my sport question.
Monty, here is your sporting moments question. What first occurred in the 1981 boat race?
Oxford won?
Wow. Wow. Lots of hate mail from Oxford coming your way. No. A woman took part.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. All right.
That's a good answer. I like it.
A woman.
My hypothesis was that the boat race had always been won by one college the entire time, but they just kept having it.
You're actually thinking of Trivial Pursuit on the Incomparable.
Yeah, I would have guessed one of the boats sank.
Actually, I was thinking of the America's Cup, where somewhere in the 80s, San Diego took. Anyway,
I would wager that that almost certainly wouldn't have been the first time that one of the boats sunk.
Okay.
Although that would have been a good answer, but yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Scott.
All right, I'm going to try next for a sporting moments piece of the pie.
Ooh.
Scott, which sports world championships were dominated throughout the 80s by Bob LaPointe of America?
Oh, well, as any American knows, Bob LaPointe, I have no idea. Let's see. So I'm assuming it's some sort of solo thing, because Bob LaPointe, I would imagine, is a dude.
Not a team name.
Yes, exactly. The cool.
It would be a weird name for a team.
Fighting Bob LaPointe's. I will say billiards.
Water skiing.
Ugh. That was... well, see, this is a cultural thing you don't get. In America, we call water skiing billiards.
It's like cookies and biscuits.
That explains... I grew up water skiing, and that explains the name of the company that my dad bought his skis from.
Oh.
The points.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm. Just 1 degree away from fame.
Right. Okay, and I have rolled a
Shannon, you're up
one.
Next.
And I will move one, and I will try a sports question just to keep the streak going.
Who, in 1985, became the first British winner of the Open since 1969?
And of course... Okay, say it one more time.
Who... In 1985, became the first British winner of the Open since 1969.
And unfortunately, all I can think of, Bobby Jones is too old and Rory McIlroy's too new. I don't know. Paddy McDougal.
It was Sandy Lyle.
Okay. I will take your word for it.
Which is a name I have heard before, but that's literally all I know.
Okay.
Erica, you're up next.
All right. I was kind of hoping that I would roll a one so that I could also try for that same sports pie question.
It's getting kind of crowded there.
Clustered. But yeah. Alas, I did not. I rolled a four, so I will be rolling again instead, all by my lonesome, over here.
Unless you get a five. Oh, no.
Oh, so close. Gee. Six. Oh, I could go to a sports question, but screw that noise. Not for instead, I will stay huddled around where everybody else is, but I'll be on the green space.
Whose only UK top 20 hit was Boys' Summertime Love?
The name of that song sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't actually know who sang it. So, Jody Watley.
It was Sabrina.
It's okay. Is she the teenage witch? Yeah.
No. No, she was a model turned singer from Italy was very much a one-hit wonder.
Gotcha. All right, well.
Mostly made headlines because in the video she was wearing a white t-shirt in a swimming pool.
Oh.
You can imagine the
playing
rest.
To her strengths.
Yes, indeed. And to her audience of 14-year-old boys. Never have so many teenage boys rushed out to buy a 7-inch single before.
Delightful. Well, is it time for another sports question for Stephen?
Yes, I think it is.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the video again?
Oh. Stephen.
Yes.
Woohoo. Ah.
Woohoo.
Sorry.
No, question.
I'm sorry. The moment overcame me. Stephen, who beat Borg at both Wimbledon and the US Open in 1981?
Oh, it's got to be John McEnroe.
Correct.
It does.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's hear it for the Commonwealth, everybody.
An American beats a Swede to win British Trivial Pursuit.
Well done, sir. Well done. So, Stephen wins in second place with three wedges. Monty, joint fourth. Scott and Shannon and Erica, unfortunately, there at the end with just one wedge.
Hey,
thank you, everybody,
I still,
for listening.
I have it.
Thank you, Scott, Shannon, Erica, Stephen, and Monty, of course, for playing. And see you all next time.